Hello and welcome back to another episode of the David Hessian podcast. So today's one is going to be a quick one, and it's all about how to look after yourself, get in shape, build a bit of muscle, lose fat, whatever it is, how to get your training on track as a student. So the first thing, we'll get right into it, is to plan your diet around like your nights out and your nightlife, because I'd imagine more than likely, if you're a student, you're not going to stop drinking, stop going out, which of course would be optimal for physical health. But obviously, you don't want to lose your social life either. So that's not something I'd ever recommend people get rid of. Let's be honest, no one would listen anyway. So if you know you're going to be going to your Thirsty Thursdays or your 2-for-1 Tuesdays or whatever it is, whatever your night out is during the week or your two nights out, plan your nutrition accordingly. So on the days that, so plan it out for the week, obviously. So the days that you're training, the days that you're resting, the days that you're going to be going out at night, the days that you're going to be staying in. So how you would structure that is, let's say Monday you're going to train legs. You'd have your quite a bit higher carb. You work out obviously what your kind of starting basal metabolic rate is. You work out your kind of calories, your protein, fats, and carbs that you need for that. I wouldn't just go if it fits your macros. Try that with a lot of people and it doesn't seem to work, especially if you're a student, because the food choices available to you, if you don't pre-make them, isn't the best. So what I would do is start making your meals. So the way you'd plan it out is even put like your training days, let's say Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, something like that. So you have a couple of rest days during the week. And then let's say if your nights out were Tuesday and Thursday, try and put them as training days, and the day after especially. So if you have to take the day of your night out, if you have to take that off, definitely put the next day as a training day. And then what you want to do is on those days, carb backload. So let's say on your training day and on your rest days that you don't have nights out, you have your breakfast that you just make on the day, obviously, because it could be eggs, it could be, what I do is like lots of eggs, lots of veg, keep it quite low carb, keep blood sugar levels quite stable in the mornings. Then lunch could be a little bit of carbs, a little bit more carbs. Dinner, same. Then obviously pre-workout and post-workout meals is where you're going to have the majority of your carbohydrates, whether you're on a cut or a bulk. That's when you want to get your like 100 grams of carbs per meal kind of thing in. So getting quite a lot of carbs in around those meals, quite a bit of your protein, so be it a protein shake. Just to give examples, what I use for my own pre and post workout meals is, so like my day breaks down as eggs and veg, some oats for breakfast. I usually don't even eat the oats in the morning. I usually put them off till later in the day when I want some carbs. That's what's on my plan. Then for my lunch would be like turkey mince and pasta with loads of veg. Every meal I just throw in loads of veg. Then for dinner I would have chicken breast and rice with loads of veg again. Then for my pre-workout meal I'd have like rice cakes, high protein yogurt. Post-workout I have something nice and sweet, so I have like Cocoa Pops with a protein shake. And that way I'm getting lots of protein, lots of carbs in around my workout. You want to keep fat quite low around your workout as well. But then on your nights, when you're going to be going for a night out, what I'd do is I'd remove the carbs completely from all your meals except your pre and post workout, and save all your carbs for the night out, and even the food afterwards. So doing that can really help. As well as that, when you're in college during the week, you're not going to have time to make food really in the middle of the day. So just having pre-packed lunchbox full of food, and make sure that you have like a lot of frozen veg on hand all the time that you can just literally throw into a lunchbox, throw into the microwave. It's already cooked frozen veg, so that's a good option to have. And the second thing is, as far as budget, make sure you're buying from places like Lidl or Aldi or wherever you get the cheapest. Make sure you're buying loads of frozen veg. Don't be going for brand name things. My prep for like 4 or 5 days cost me about 30 pounds. That's all my food. That's including like days when I cook at home and everything. Works out at about £30. Make all my meals for the week. And especially because if you're in college, you're probably only going to be prepping for like 5 days. The weekends, then you might be home, might be a little bit different. Prep it there. So what I do is on a Sunday evening, or today it was a Saturday, done it today, I prepped all my meals for the week, especially like lunch and dinner, pre and post, where like Coke Pops, things like that. I don't need to prep that, obviously. I just weigh that out at the time. There's a scales at work and I have a scales at home. And doing that, having the meals ready, just means that you're a lot more likely to stick to it. Because especially if you have meals prepped and they're in lunchboxes at your house, you know if you go off track, you're eating something else, you're going to have to throw them in the bin because they're going to go off after the week. So do that. Make like 5 days worth of food. Keep two or three days worth in the fridge. To the rest, then put in the freezer. Take it out the night before you need it. You're all set. Just bring it to college with you, to uni, to work, whatever. Make sure that you pre-plan when you're doing this, especially with your nutrition and your training. Also, when you're making your food, just make it in bulk. So keep it simple. Training day, you have one diet. Rest day, you have the other diet. And just like pre-make all that food. If you're going to have so for me, it's like chicken or mince or turkey mince. So there's three different meat options. Just pre-cook all of them, separate it into whether it's a training day box or a rest day box. It's just there. And then I can change the meals around if I want to change lunch for dinner. It doesn't matter. But on my training day, I know I'm having chicken and turkey. On my rest day, I know I'm having beef and chicken thighs. So a little bit higher fat, but lower carb with it. Because with the chicken, I'd have avocado on a rest day, whereas on a training day, I'd have rice. Another one is when you go out drinking, a lot of the time people, they decide not to train and just say, fuck it. And next day, or a bad night out turns into a bad couple of days or a bad week, and they just throw everything away. So what I would recommend is have a protocol in place, or get into the habit of, when you go out drinking, making up for it the next day. And I don't mean like starve yourself the next day to make up for the calories, but get back into routine as soon as possible. So a few tips I have for this is putting things in place beforehand, like having diuretics, drinking lots of water beforehand, keeping yourself hydrated. Also, if you are going for a night out, as I said, like keep your carbs low throughout the day, but have quite a carb and fat heavy meal before going out, just to soak up some of that alcohol so it doesn't hit you too hard. It also helps to line your stomach to prevent damage. Then before you go to bed, diuretics again. So that's just like salt, glucose, water, or you can just buy the packets, a lot easier. Even taking some minerals as well will help. And lots of water before bed, keep yourself hydrated. A lot of what a hangover is just dehydration, as well as withdrawals from alcohol. Then next morning, you could have quite a carb heavy, fat heavy meal for breakfast. I would do that, probably have like a pre-workout style meal in the morning with some extra fats. And then after that, hit the gym, hit it quite high intensity. Definitely that day, you want to try and burn off as much carbs as you can, because you'll probably have an excess of carbs from the night before between like drinks that have mixers or beers, or even alcohol is a type of carbohydrate in a way. It's a little bit different, as in it has like 7 calories per gram compared to carbohydrates, which have 4, and it can only be broken down by your liver at the same speed. It doesn't speed up or slow down the way it does when you're breaking down carbohydrates, but at the same time you can metabolize it. It kind of works as an energy source in a slower kind of way. So definitely do some high intensity training that day. Another thing is to eat as much green veg as you can, either the day you are going to go out and the day after. That'll help you break down the alcohol, help you get back on track, and it also will help you get over your hangover faster. A lot of people think eating shittier food, because that's what you crave, because alcohol makes you crave fat food, or high fat food, but it actually won't help you get rid of your hangover whatsoever, and it often makes it worse. So just be aware of that. Get on a training program as well. So because you're probably a student, if you're listening to this, or even anyone, when you go to train without a plan, you probably are going to base like what you train based on the events of the day. So if you know you have a big night out coming up later, you're probably going to try and get a pump. So you're going to work arms, you're going to work shoulders, even though it might not be in an optimal time for you to do that based on your program, because you don't have one. So getting a program, either getting one off someone or making one yourself, just something to have a structure so that you can focus on progressively overloading. So that is tracking your lifts, that you can improve week on week, and also having a structure in place so that you're training, that if today you have a big night out later, you're just like, well, it's not on the plan, so I can't just do upper body, do arms. If it's your leg day and you want to do some arms at the end to get a pump, fair enough, by all means do it. But don't just go completely off plan because of a night out. And that is the only way you'll actually make gains as well. So in the short term, you mightn't get the pump for tonight, but in the long term, you'll actually be a lot bigger and a lot better shape if you track your lifts and stick to a structured plan. I know it doesn't sound very fun, but when you take the choice out of stuff, it actually gets a lot easier. That's why going on a meal plan helps. It makes it a lot easier to diet because you don't have the choice between having this or that. The meal plan is there. If you're either on it or you're off it. So that's why I kind of like it. It sounds more difficult than it is. I guarantee if you try it, you'll find it a lot easier. And last thing is to walk everywhere you can. Getting your steps up as much as you can. There's only so much you can burn in a training session, calorie wise. But if you're in school or in university, more than likely it's in a built up area. And what that means is that you can pretty much walk anywhere. You don't have to worry about driving. I know some people you'll have to drive, but when you have the option, or if you're taking public transport, get off a stop early. But try and walk everywhere you can. Even if you have to get a bike, even better. Gets everywhere a lot faster. You can get a lot further. But definitely try and use your own body to get around as much as you can. If you're a student, you're probably young, you're probably fit and healthy. So that's a tip I use for getting around in London. Like you see me, I go around on my skateboard. So if you're not feeling up to skateboarding, just walk, get a bike, and try that out. And the last thing I kind of want to talk about is a big objection people give me about any of these things is, oh, buying food like that is expensive, buying meat is expensive, meal prepping and all that is expensive. Getting a coach, getting a program, it's too expensive for a student. And to be honest, a month of coaching with me costs probably the same amount as one night out. That's for 30 days. Costs the same as one night out. So if you stayed in one night per month to get a coach, that would help you with a lot more. It's a lot more valuable to you. You're getting a lot better value for money than buying vodka Red Bulls. And then that's before you even go and buy yourself a bag. You could probably get 3 months for the price of that, price of one wild night out. And then investing in that is going to be a lot more beneficial to you. Also, shopping in Aldi, as I said, I spend £30 for like a week's worth of food. If you shop around properly and you're in a structured plan, so you're not just buying stuff you don't need, you'll save an awful lot of money, nearly enough to make up for the price of actually having a coach or buying lunch boxes or buying whatever protein and stuff that you need to stick to your plan. So keep that in mind. Don't use the price of it as an excuse. I've never met a student that couldn't actually afford to eat healthily or to live a healthy lifestyle. You get your student discounts. You probably get a student discount on the gym. Food is not that expensive, especially healthy food, because vegetables are one of the cheapest things you can buy, especially frozen ones. You just have to shop around. You have to look for an excuse to get things done and not an excuse not to. So hope this helps. Last thing I'm going to say just on the outro is that my student shred program is starting on the 20th of January. So anyone looking to sign up, send me a DM or click the link in my bio to fill out the form. But apart from that, hope everyone has a great week, and thanks for listening.